Are you looking for a high mobility creature that you can utilize in a campaign, specifically one that deals a lot with deserts and dusts and things along those lines? Well, then you've come to the right place. Welcome back to the Game Masters Academy. This is the show where we strive to help you make every one of your sessions great. Thank you for joining me. My name is Greg. I just recently put out a poll asking about character and monster builds, and I wanted to start off with one of the ones that I had the most fun playtesting. That was off my Patreon. I've basically changed my Patreon completely, and so instead of having tiers that are purchased and things along those lines, it's basically just going to be a file storage area for me to provide opportunities for you guys to be able to download PDFs for stat blocks that I create, or a character build synopsis, things along those lines. So the first thing that we want to start off with here is going to be what's called the Dust Walker. So we're looking at a creature that has an extremely high level of mobility. They get an opportunity when they take an attack. They are able to either teleport before or after, as long as they're standing on dust or sand, dirt, things along those lines. So if they're on a boat, it doesn't really work. But the idea is that they would then be able to basically transform into a pile of sand and just basically disappear and then reappear somewhere else as another pile of sand. I was trying to do my best when I was creating this to recreate the sand wraith feel for this particular creature. Has a aura around it that's basically called Eye of the Storm, where the idea is that ranged attacks against it are blown errantly off to the sides as it is being completely surrounded by high winds. And then also has a reaction where basically when it gets hit, it is able to then reduce the damage that's incoming, as well as teleport away to a different location. And so we're looking at something that is very much a skirmisher. So there's a lot of hit and run tactics. There's a lot of opportunity for you to utilize him as a way to interact with a party, maybe not as a hostile creature, and just interact with the party in general. And then if things go hostile, you can obviously take it from there. Additionally, if you're looking for other ways to utilize this particular creature, you can take a look at the World Builder section that I did on it. It's an older video, then this one is specifically from Geltov. But the idea with this guy is high mobility, bouncing around all over the place, forcing the forcing the characters to find a way to pin him down in a very specific location. Has some scimitar attacks, as well as a bonus action where you hurl sand at somebody, like a, almost think of it like a sand blaster. Really a fun creature that I ran when I was doing the playtest for it, talking to the people that we were playing with, my playtesters, shout out to you. They actually enjoyed the combat, and they felt like it was a different dimension as opposed to just walking up to something and hitting it, just because of how much of that movement that it actually was able to have in a single turn. I hope you like it. There's going to be a link to the Patreon in the description. That is a link. It's completely free. You just hit join as a membership, and then you will be able to get access to the stat block for our lovely friend, the Dustwalker. Hope you all have a great rest of your week, and as always, let's let the dice decide.